There is new pressure tonight on the Biden White House to be more transparent. The calls are coming from good government groups on both the left and the right.
Our own Dimitri Sotos talked about it with Politico White House correspondent Anita Kumar.
President Biden hasn't had a press conference yet, and we're already 6 weeks in. And so that's something that, you know, has been a little bit unusual. Someone pointed out that they don't post the schedule of the president or the vice president online. They're not putting out transcripts for all of their briefings for people to have. So one thing that I heard a lot about was the visitor logs. Now, that's something that President Obama started, where he released logs of people that come into the White House for a meeting. President Trump stopped that, and President Biden says he'll bring it back. But as we all know, during COVID times, we're not having a lot of meetings. So all those meetings seem to be video meetings. And they're under some pressure here to put out those visitor logs that are virtual, and they will not do that.
The White House comment line is not operating currently, and there are no citizen petitions on the White House's website. As an observer of many presidents, how surprising is it to you that Joe Biden isn't kind of going with all of this and saying, my office is wide open, so to speak?
You know, I think it's a little bit surprising because he was obviously the vice president for President Obama that tried to make this such a priority. Now, I say tried because President Obama, who I also covered, was really had a lot of comments. There was a lot of rhetoric about how he wanted to be the most transparent president in history, really, and that he used a lot of tools that other presidents hadn't used. I mean, a lot of that was social media and new technology coming out around that time. But he did have these citizen petitions online. He did have the visitors logs, things that other people hadn't done. And of course, Joe Biden was right there with him. And so you would think he would just adopt some of President Obama's policies and ways that he's done things, but he really hasn't done that. When you talk to the White House about this, though, you know, or White House officials or people close to the administration, they say, well, look, there's something unprecedented going on here right now, which is coronavirus. And so everything is taking a backseat to that being the number one priority. What I've heard from a lot of people is that they are making huge strides over President Trump. And I don't think there's anyone that doubts that. And so there is credit due there for doing better than President Trump. But I think, as we all know, President Trump broke a lot of norms, and he was not very transparent on a variety of ways. You know, everything from not releasing his tax returns to not posting these visitor logs. So there are a lot of advocates for open government and these watchdog groups who are saying, it's great that you're better than President Trump, but you need to set the bar higher. And part of the reason they're saying that is because President Trump did do so many things, and they feel like President Biden is now coming in and has to restore trust in government again. So he needs to go above and beyond.
Again, that's Politico White House correspondent and editor Anita Kumar on Skype.